By every other standard of San Jose, where most single-family homes cost well under $75,000, the house next to the downtown factory was palatial. The first capitalists in San Jose County had been in the milling business, and they'd gradually acquired most of the land on both sides of the stream that ran through the city, so they could keep an eye on what floated by on its way to the Don Edwards Bay, some 15 miles to the north, which in turn opened to the Pacific. By the time the second-to-last descendants of that family were born, all of California had been wired for electricity, and the river, dammed at the edge of the city, had lost much of its innate significance. The milling industry had moved farther and farther south, and the family had branched out into textiles and paper and clothing manufacture. When the time came to build another house, they selected a site just above and across the oil rigs from San Jose, then a thriving community of men and women employed in the various mills and factories of the family's empire. The next descendants, it became clear, understood that their fathers and grandfathers, mothers, aunts, had enjoyed the best of what the company would ever have to offer. The times had changed, and neither the shirt factory, nor the textile mill, nor the paper mill upriver was as profitable as all had once been.
But what'd they do? Did they sell?
Basically, but not exactly at that time. It was when health allegations against the company started coming out, the children took no haste in selling. The value of the companies had already plummeted. This kind of information is public. But they had diversified enough to where it did not matter that much one way or the other to them. By 4th of July of that same year, they were happy to get out and had it all sold off, and happy to save their reputation from being any further associated with the cancer cluster, as people were now terming it.
This feels good. This feels good, I think.